Ladies and gentlemen, you are now entering the Decent Christian Talk podcast. Enjoy.
Decent Christian Talk, episode 28. Ladies and gentlemen, we are upon the Christmas holiday. I can't believe it, but it's this weekend already. It's hard to believe it's crept up on us so quickly, but we are here. It just seems like yesterday that we were hanging out around the campfire, roasting marshmallows, roasting hot dogs with a guitar, and enjoying the summer weather. But the trees are up, the lights are out, and it is Christmas, and I just want you guys to have a great Christmas holiday and a happy new year. We are so excited about this podcast and what has happened over the past 6 months and just how much has grown. This is actually going to be the last interview for the year 2016. We've had a great year. We've got to talk to a lot of bands and artists over the years, or over this year, but this is going to be the last one for the year, and we'll talk a little bit more about our next podcast later on in this episode, but this podcast is dedicated to For Today. Why? Because they just played their last show this past weekend, and they're done. That's it for them. This has been a band that has been around for, probably over a decade or so. And they're done. They've hung them up and they're riding off into the sunset, as they say. So this podcast is dedicated to them. And basically, the backstory of this is we caught up with For Today at a recent tour stop in Pittsburgh at Mr. Small's, and we got to talk with Matty for a little bit and kind of get his heart on the end of For Today and you know what Matty's plans are for the future, and we also talked about the book that he recently wrote. So you want to check that out. And so without further ado, here's our interview with For Today lead vocalist Matty Montgomery.
All right, hit that horn, babe. Let's dance. Open the wall. It's all we see. To silence the suffering. When will we hear their cries? It's all we sing. To silence the suffering. When will we open our eyes?
What's up, man? How you doing?
Oh, doing really good.
Taking up time.
Got that same shirt.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
Yeah, it's coming.
So I gotta read your book that you just came out with, Lovely Things and Ugly Places.
Yeah.
That's your first book, right? And what was the difference in writing, becoming an author, writing a book, to writing lyrics for music?
Well, writing a book takes longer. writing a book, I think you're more concerned with the story. Mm-hmm. Than with the rhythm.
Yeah.
But with lyrics, I think the first thing is the rhythm, and then you kind of try to make the story or the thoughts like fit the rhythm. So it's a bit backwards.
Now, in your book, you talk a lot about how you are constantly praying and always talking to God. This is your last tour. Was there a moment when you were talking to God and it was like, okay, this is time for it to be over?
Yeah, man. Yeah, it was early this year. I just began to feel like just that it was finished, you know? Not like there was anything wrong with it. Not like, mm-hmm. you know, I was supposed to, not like it was bad for me to be in the band, but just like, okay, I think we've done everything that we've been called to do. And so I prayed about that for a couple of weeks, really. And God just gave me an absolute peace and confidence that was right. And so then I told everybody else.
Because this is, just ending a band is not something people do anymore. Like, Audio Adrenaline has put a new lead singer in there and change. So, yeah, it's a big deal. Just end a band. Are you guys, what are you doing after? Or do you have some plans?
We've got ideas. I don't know if I'd say we've got plans, you know? My only plan is to go home and take my wife on a date and play with my little boys.
There you go.
Yeah.
Do you know what the rest of the members are doing of the band? Or?
Well, they've got a lot of ideas. We'll see how it pans out, you know. Sometimes yeah. God will take us in different directions than we expect.
What do you think you'll miss about playing?
All the people. You know, every day. I mean, there's always people around in life. But I think on tour, you're just kind of forced into meeting new people.
Oh, yeah.
Like this, for example. And it's great. I love it, you know. Like, that's the thing I think I'm going to miss, is that it's so easy out in, you know, the real world, out in regular life, to walk past people and never notice that they're there.
Yeah.
You know?
What do you think you won't miss, maybe?
Sleeping in a van, for one. I think the biggest thing is being away from my family.
Nice.
It's just not... Yeah. Okay with it anymore, you know.
Of all the tour memories you have, you've probably played thousands of shows. What is your favorite memory, if you can pick one, and what do you think your least favorite memory has been?
I don't know if I can pick one favorite memory. That's why I wrote the book, really, is because I was going back through all the amazing things that have happened, and I was like, there's a book full of cool stuff here.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah, I don't know if I could pick one memory. I think the whole thing has just been this sort of insane adventure in my life. It's, mm-hmm. It may have been 10 minutes or 10 years long, but it feels like just a moment, you know?
Yeah.
So, oh, you're fine. So, so now I'm kind of like, I guess as far as my least favorite moment, I don't know. One time somebody stole all of our stuff.
Yeah, that was a crazy
Everything.
Experience.
Stole our van and our trailer and all the drums and guitars. Literally, they took the whole rig. Everything, every single thing that we own as a band.
That was pretty
gone. Which was crazy, yeah. You know, but honestly, through that, we had great joy. It became a great story to tell.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a wild experience. And, you know, it wasn't good, but God was good through it. And so that's all right.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Were you able to pick the bands that came along with you on this tour?
Yes. Or,
so why did you pick them?
Because they're the best.
Because they're the best.
Super cool bands.
That's
yeah.
awesome.
I'm pretty excited. I've never seen Norma Jean before. I was actually here when you guys came through with The Devil Wears Prada. That's the first time I saw you guys live.
Right before As I Lay Dying broke up.
Yeah. That jumped out at me. You guys, I think, stole the show that night. And it was incredible. And I've been a big fan ever since. Now, moving on, I don't know if there's a good segue, but there's today in society, there's a lot of different things where people are, like, of course, political, the election just happened, and there's just been a lot of things that have been going on as far as terrorism and things like that. Are you going to miss the platform, or I feel like you still have a platform to move forward? You're a great speaker.
Thank you.
Do you think are you going to do anything with that in the future?
The politics?
We're not politics.
Speaking?
Speaking. Platform.
Oh, I mean, I want to be doing some speaking and things.
You got
in
a lot of political. A lot of racial stuff going on.
Really respected. You always take time out of your concerts to speak, and it's not really done in this genre.
No.
Maybe Peter Furler and the Newsboys or someone like that. But you always get your point across. Was that a plan going into?
Oh yeah.
Like,
I told the guys I wouldn't join the band if they wouldn't let me preach the gospel. So that's what I've been doing for 10 years, is preaching the gospel every day.
Well, man. Do you have any parting words? Any words of wisdom?
This is normally the part where we'd be like, "All right, plug your band. Like,
yeah.
tell us
what's next."
What's your next album?
Nothing's next. It's just Jesus, man. You know, here's the reason that we're doing this tour, and the thing I want this tour to do is for this to be the launching point for many other people, because you know the thing that changed in our lives when we became ministers is not that we graduated from Bible college or somebody came and you know, laid hands on us and sent us out or hired us on to their ministry or started supporting us as missionaries. We started playing in this band, and we sat down and we said, let's follow Jesus with no compromise, and let's honor him everywhere we go. Mm-hmm. And we just made up our minds, and that's the only thing that sets us apart from anybody else, is that our minds were made up. You know, the same Jesus that lives in me can live inside of anybody else.
Yeah.
And so I'm hoping that people see us on this tour and they think, you know what, I don't want this message to die. I don't want this movement to stop here. I want to take this gospel and I want to preach it on my high school campus, and I want to share it to people at Walmart, or, you know, and pray for the waitress at the restaurant I'm eating at, or whatever. I want people to be inspired and permitted to be unashamed and unafraid everywhere they go, just like they've seen us be for the last 10 years. So that's what I hope people take away from our time in this band, is not, wow, look at all the great things that Florida Day did, but that they can maybe look at what God has used us to do and say, I want to be used by God like that too.
Sweet. Last question. When is the reunion tour?
Never.
This is it.
There's not going to be a For Today 2.0 or For Tomorrow. No replacement. No.
If anybody's going to do it, maybe my kids will do it. So
there you go.
Be 20 years or so.
Thank you very much.
That was Maddie Montgomery from For Today. Really like to thank him for taking some time and sharing his heart with us. I really like to thank Nathaniel and Josiah, my brothers, for doing that interview. I got to sit back and watch that. It was really exciting to get his perspective on the last couple of years. If you haven't checked out his new book, you need to check that out. It's called Lovely Things and Ugly Places. It is available now. And we'd really like to thank Biscuit Media for setting up that interview. We really like to thank Lori there. She has really been gracious to us. Here's the thing. My brothers and I, of course, we went up and saw For Today a couple of weekends ago. And you know, this was a band that I've always kind of wanted to see over the years. And when I saw that this tour was coming to a local area, I had to go and see it. And I'm so excited that I got the opportunity to go. The bill for this was absolutely amazing. Not only was For Today headlining the show, but you also had one of the greatest metal bands of all time, Norma Jean, as a opener, I guess you could say, which is really weird, honestly. And you also had Silent Planet and My Epic, really great bands. And we'll actually get to hear from Silent Planet later on in 2017. So we're excited to share that interview with you as well. But getting back to For Today, you know, this is a band that has been around for a while. They've played a lot of shows. They've shared their heart with a lot of people all over the world. Just going back to the book that Maddie wrote, if you do get to read that, it's full of a lot of stories of just his travels and a lot of the testimonies that he's gotten to know over the years, just people that he's gotten to minister to. And in that nature, it is encouraging just that band has had an impact on a lot of people. And that's really significant, especially in the metal genre, because over the last couple of years, there's been a lot of people that says that people in the metal genre of Christian music aren't really Christians. They're just using that for money and whatever else. We've heard that from people. And For Today is an example of a band that has used their platform to minister to people and it's great to see. It's you know, and Maddie's not somebody that I probably would share a lot of theology with. I wouldn't say that we believe everything the same, but we all, but one thing is for sure, we believe that, that Jesus came to die for our sins, and he came to save us, and that is something that that he has preached time and time again from his platform, and that is very encouraging. And yeah, it was just, it was so great to see one of his last shows with the band, and you know, that's, I was really glad to be a part of history when it comes to that. Yeah, so if you didn't get to check out Fort today on this last tour, I'm sorry, but that's probably, you're probably not going to get that opportunity again. But I would encourage you to check them out if you haven't already. If you're into metal, you would definitely love For Today. Coming out very soon, our next podcast is going to be a little bit different. It's not going to be an interview per se. It's going to be kind of a year-end recap. And it's going to be just kind of a conversation with a lot of people about what they've liked this past year in music, maybe even some movies. You know, we'll talk about a lot of things. You know, this podcast is called Decent Christian Talk, and hey, we can talk about whatever we want. Yeah, it's just going to be like a recap show. If you're into, you know, the kind of music that we talk about, and you're interested in maybe checking out some bands you might not have heard of, you'll definitely want to check out this podcast, because we're going to be talking about a lot of different artists on this next one. That's going to be coming out sometime, maybe early 2017, maybe late 2016, I'm not sure yet. Just be on the lookout for that. A good way to do that is to subscribe on iTunes. As soon as the podcast is released, it'll download right to your mobile device. Another way you could do that is subscribe on decentchristiantalk.com. There's an email, a place where you can put your email address on the right-hand side of the website. And right along with that, there's also a donate button on the right-hand side of the website. And, you know, hey, if you've got a couple extra bucks this holiday season, some extra Christmas money, that would definitely help us pay for some of the costs that it takes to make a podcast. And we would really like to thank those that have donated over the course of this year. That's really helped us out. Really has. I can't thank you guys enough for that support. But yeah, 2016 is winding down. 2017 will be here before you know it. It's hard to believe. Thank you guys so much for joining us. Follow us on Twitter, DC Talk. Act 2, that's DC Talk, ACT, and then number 2. We're also on Facebook, on the Decent Christian Talk Facebook page, and there's also a discussion group if you want to check that out. Hey, we will be catching you next time. Thanks for joining us. Peace.
Don't forget to tip your waiters and waitresses. Thanks.